This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. A new 10-officer unit will soon be deployed in downtown Denver to address crime and safety issues. The officers will patrol on foot, bicycles, and on motorcycles. The announcement came today from Mayor Mike Johnston, who also says they'll be adding patrols from a horse-mounted unit ahead of the busy summer months. There will also be an increase in private security guards and expanded park ranger shifts. A new bill would require Colorado lawmakers who are named to their position by a vacancy committee to stand for election within about a year. As Chaz Sisk reports, the change has bipartisan support.
More than one in five members of the Colorado legislature was originally appointed by a vacancy committee. That's a group of political insiders who decide who fills vacant seats. And once in office, those lawmakers have the inside edge toward re-election. Denver Democrat Emily Sirota says even state legislators believe that system needs changing.
So that nobody is really serving more than one session without having come before the people for a vote.
Sirota's bill wouldn't do away with the vacancy committees. They'd still get to appoint lawmakers. But instead of serving out a whole term, those lawmakers would have to run in special elections. And even then, there are catches. Special elections wouldn't be open to all voters, just party members and those who are unaffiliated. And elections could only happen in November, meaning those lawmakers might be able to serve an entire year before facing voters.
That was Chaz Sisk reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. The first of two storm systems moves into the metro tonight.